Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
The Stefan Benz on the line this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here back in the South African shows.
Yeah, man. It's good to have you. How's Los Angeles today?
It's a little cold. You know, it's been a little cold the last bit. I mean, I can't complain, though. It's definitely colder back in South Africa. I'm getting accustomed to the summer all around in L.A.
Yeah, permanent summertime vibes, man. It's so nice to have you back on Jacaranda. I mean, we had you on a Jacaranda day how long ago now? Like
2017?
Yes. I think it was 2017.
Yes.
I competed in the Kith Kid, the Martin Bester, the Martin Bester competition. And I was on Rian's show.
Yeah.
I think 2018.
Ah, man. And now look at you living it up in Los Angeles, balling out, making all this absolutely incredible music. I mean, Martin was telling us a story. Wasn't one of your first gigs ever at an outside broadcast he was doing at a shop of some kind?
Yeah, one of my first shows ever, I think, was at a game or something, or a checkers.
Amazing.
They had a setup outside of a checkers. That was the first, and then I went on the show with him, and then I think after that, or I don't remember if it was before or after that, was the Jacaranda day.
Wow. So obviously, moving and going to the States, that's where you can make your international dreams come true, right? And I mean, you are proving, living proof of that every day. How has it been adjusting to kind of setting your career up there when you had just kind of started to take off over here?
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't had like time to adjust ever since I moved. It's felt like it's just been go. And I don't think until recently I've really sat down and thought about the fact that I'm not living in South Africa anymore. It kind of just feels like a long vacation over here because, you know, my home is in South Africa. I mean, I miss my Omas and Malk Dad and I miss Sun City and the Braai and Alakhdir. I miss it all. That's what I'm mostly finding hard to adjust to. But I mean, I'm making friends and over here it's nice and warm, so I'm okay.
That's cool, man. I was just listening to Babysitter there. It's so well produced, dude. It's so on point. It sounds so good. How's the reception been that side? How's it going?
Thank you very much. I mean, it's an interesting song, you know. It's about liking my babysitter, so the people find it pretty interesting. It's a nice little concept, but no, the people love it. It's one of my favorite songs. I like the vibe of it. It's a little up tempo. I usually do a lot more slower songs, so this is a nice change for me. Go a little up tempo, kind of little 80s vibe. But yeah, I love the production. I love this.
Yeah,
people have been loving it.
But that's what I wanted to know. Like when people hear your music in, you know, America and in LA and so on, and then you turn around and go, "Hello, Axe van South Africa off." Is it like surprising to them? Are they expecting it? Like, what's the reception to you been?
Oh no, nobody thinks that. I mean, look, I also got a little Americanified. I had bleached hair a little bit ago, people don't expect it. They think I'm from Newport Beach over here, and then I whip out my freaking Afrikaans, and then they're like, what happened? But no, they definitely don't expect it. But I think people like it. People like a little bit of foreign.
So, luister, Stefan, Katy Perry said to you, "Jy gaan Hollywood do." So waar trek jy nou met American Idols? What is the next step in the process?
So die volgende trappie is Hollywood Week, waarna ek deurgedring het. Ek het die golden ticket gekry. Wat beteken ek gaan na Hollywood Week toe, en dit is 150 van die beste deelnemers reg oor die land van die audities in New Orleans en Vegas en in Nashville. Ek het in New Orleans geaudisie, so dis almal wat deurgemaak het met die golden ticket is nou besig om te kompeteer in Hollywood Week, en gaan nie ook in hierdie volgende week word ons gehalveer, ons groot sny wat gebeur, so hou vir my duim vas, hooplik kan ek het doen vir Suid-Afrika en jy gaan na die volgende ronde toe.
Well, Stefan, congratulations on your amazing journey, by the way. I think the next song that you must consider making, maybe feature Charlize Theron and call it One of the 44. You know?
Ooh.
I'm
like
telling you.
One.
You know what I mean? It's going to be a hit in South Africa. It's going to be everywhere. 44 people here.
Featuring
and 44.
Charlize Theron.
Exactly. There you go. One of the 44.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.